was here this morning and attended on this morning, preaching all of this message. It seemed like the Lord kind of settled us down. And I do have a thought and point that I want to get to this evening and see if the Lord will help us this service tonight. All right, Mark chapter number 1. Stand with me. We'll read our verses together beginning in verse number 40. Mark chapter number 1 and verse number 40. The Bible said, "There came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." Amen. He knew Jesus could, he just didn't know Jesus would.
Amen.
He knew Jesus could, he just didn't know Jesus would. The Bible said, "And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean."
Amen.
As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. He straightly charged him and forthwith sent him away, saith unto him, "See thou say nothing to any man. Go thy way, show thyself a priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them." But he went out, began to publish it much, and the blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. Thank you for standing and pray for us tonight. At the Lord of Lucius and let us preach, all right? Heavenly Father, tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus, one more time, it is our privilege, Lord, to enter in the house of the Lord, bow our head, and Lord, come to you in prayer. We're well aware, Lord, tonight of our own inabilities, Lord, of our own powerlessness, Lord, our own weaknesses, and Lord, we need you tonight to take us beyond ourselves. We need you, Heavenly Father, tonight, Lord, to touch us in every way. I pray this evening, this text of Scripture, this event in the life of the Lord Jesus, Lord, would stir sinner and saint alike. Lord, this morning you settle the sin upon the sinner man, and Lord, those that are lost and in a sinful condition. Lord, in need of what only Jesus can do for them, I pray, Lord, you let that truth be run clear and blame again tonight. And then, Lord, for the church and the saved, Lord, I ask you this evening that you would work in our heart and our life as we draw this message to a close. May we realize the importance of not just being saved, but, Lord, walking in the commands that you have given for us and the life that you called us to live. Lord, all that you do for us, we'll thank you and bless you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We've been preaching through the gospel according to Mark, starting it some time ago. This is message 9 or 10 in chapter 1. We understand that in verses 21 through 39, Christ has been doing great miracles. His earthly life and ministry is in full blown and is public. And he's doing things that is drawing much attention to him and the power that he has to do for those that cannot do for themselves. Word is getting out, and word is begun to spread. The preacher and the healer from Nazareth, this text, we find that it has reached a leper. That word has reached a leper who in this text comes to Jesus as the only hope that he has for his leprous condition. We understand that in the course of this text, Jesus, he's going to do this miracle, but he's going to do something that is absolutely unimaginable and unthinkable in the days of the New Testament and the generation in which Christ lived. This leper came to him, beseeched him, knelt down to him, and cried out to him. Christ was moved with compassion so much that, Brother A.L., we drew our attention to it this morning. The Bible said he touched him. What a thought that the Lord of glory has put his hands upon such a one as this. Amen. Everybody else would have kept him as far away from them as they could. Everybody else in that society would rather this man be on the other side of town. Amen. And again, to be as far from him as they could, but not so with the Savior. Christ is interested, my friend, in this man, in his soul, and yes, in his physical condition. His leprosy did not scare the Savior. Amen. The Savior touched him as he was. We emphasize for a moment this morning that he is a hands-on Savior. Amen. He's not a hands-off. Whatever you need him to put his hands on. Amen. It doesn't scare him. It doesn't trouble him. It doesn't worry him. Amen. Nobody else may want to touch your life. Nobody else may want to be involved in your situation. But Jesus teaches us that he is a hands-on Savior. This is not a mere casual contact. This is not an accidental bumping into. Amen. There was intent. There was purpose behind this. When the Bible said, and touched him, that is, the Lord did this on purpose. And he did it with a purpose so that he might communicate a great change and an influence and a power. And would do for this man what nobody else's touch could do for him. Oh, hallelujah. I feel like there's going to be some preach coming on in a minute. Amen. I'm glad he's a Savior. He is a Master. Amen. That has power and influence and can bring about a radical change by just one touch. Amen. Jesus could have spoken this miracle. Amen. He could have but gave the word and all this leprosy would have been gone. Amen. He could have communicated in a many of other ways, in ways in which he did at other times, for other people, for other needs that were manifest throughout his earthly life. But the Lord in this instance is going to touch him. And my friend, do this miracle. This is not the first time he has put his hands upon someone in need. Simon Peter's mother-in-law in verse 31, laying there with her fever, the Bible said that he took her by the hand. He lifted her from that awful condition. Amen. That is, the Lord touched her. In Mark 5:41, 7:32, 8:23, and 9:27, you find the Lord is busy about doing miracles by putting his hands and touching people as they were. You find there's a verse in Matthew that said that there was a day, Brother Larry, when they brought multitudes of sick and blind and lame and diseased down. And those that were filled with all sorts of spirits, and that Christ put his hands on every one of them. Amen. This is not the fake Billy Hinn healer charismatic movement. Amen. Of our day that we see so often. Amen. Making a mockery out of the ministry and the life of the Lord Jesus. Amen. This is not some charisma. Amen. This was virtue. This was the power of God that was in Christ. Amen. That was flowing through him that he was able to do these miracles. Amen. So we begun this morning using this, amen, this text. And the Lord, I think the emphasis here is, amen, moved with compassion, he touched him. Amen. And we're preaching on one touch of the Master's hand. I'm glad the Lord touched me one day. I'm glad the Lord knows when to put his hands upon me. Amen. And nobody else knows and nobody else cares and nobody else can. I'm glad I have a Master tonight that can touch my life. Amen. Who has touched me and has done wondrous things in my life. So we're looking at one touch of the Master's hand. Really, it's just an exposition out of these verses on that concern the day that the Lord touched the leper. Amen. You say, preacher, is this text about the leper? Oh, it's about one far greater than the leper. Amen. We pointed out this morning as the Lord revealed it even in the reading of the text. Amen. And it's all about him, the Son of God. Amen. This leper will live and die in his condition. Amen. But my friend, he came to him. And he beseeched him and he bowed down to him. And my friend, he cried out to him. Him alone was the master. Amen. And he found in one touch, he would walk in one touch from the master's hand. Amen. Would change his life drastically. Amen. From that day forward. Amen. And so it will when we're touched by the master's hand. Amen. There will be a change, an immediate lifting of the burden. Amen. A cleansing of the soul. Amen. A remedy for my friend, our sinful ways. Amen. One touch of the master's hand will do more for you than you have. Amen. A lifetime of religion. Amen. And a bushel full of professions. Amen. A week of memorizing your Bible. Amen. One touch of the master's hand. And God can change it all. Oh, somebody over in the left right there on that. Amen. I ain't talking about it. Had to touch him 10 times. Amen. He didn't have to, my friend, keep on touching him. Amen. It was one touch from the master's hand. And sent this old boy, my friend, home in a brand new direction. And a brand new lease on life. Amen. So this morning we embark upon just going line upon line, verse to verse. And breaking this down, we looked at the disease of the leper. Amen. This leper also, obviously being a leper, amen, has contracted the dreaded, terrifying, fearful disease called leprosy. Amen. He doesn't have a cold. Amen. He doesn't have the flu. He doesn't even have COVID-19. Amen. He has leprosy that has gripped his body. And he is such and such a way in this disease that, amen, he has absolutely no hope in life. And we look at leprosy. I don't want to re-preach all of it this evening, but, amen, in his disease, we find a symbolism of that that God used to give us a picture of what sin does. Amen. We said this morning what leprosy was and did to the human body. A sin is and does to the human soul. And that, friend, we understand that. Amen. It goes deeper than the skin. Amen. That's what leprosy is and sin is. It's deeper than the skin. We understand that, my friend, sin as leprosy. Amen. It spreads throughout the body and even infects and is contagious to others. Sin as does leprosy defiles and isolates. It deforms and leaves one as a very hideous creature. Amen. We contracted leprosy in Bible days. Amen. When it run its course, you wouldn't even be able to tell that was a human being. Amen. It would have left an individual looking like a freak. Amen. Looking like a circus show. Amen. Can I say that's what sin does? Yeah. Amen. Sin will make a freak out of you. It'll deform your life. It'll deform your thinking, my friend. It'll make you a sideshow. Amen. I've seen sin, my friend, take the healthiest, strongest of men. I've watched sin take, my friend, some of the most beautiful and talented young ladies and absolutely destroy their life. Amen. Rob young men from all their strength. And my friend, leave them, my friend, a weakling and sick. Amen. And even on a deathbed, the coals of sin. I've seen insane, fair-looking young women. Amen. Young ladies with all their talent. Amen. When sin got done with them, leave them, my friend, absolutely ugly. Amen. On the inside and the outside. Amen. You see, that's what sin does. Amen. It leaves one defiled. It leaves one deformed. Amen. It leaves us isolated and all alone. Amen. Sin, as does leprosy. Amen. Renders things fit only for the fire. Under the law of Moses, when a man contracted leprosy, his clothes were to be clothes and those garments and anything he attaches to be carried and thrown into the fire of cleansing. And I say that, my friend, that's where sin will leave a man. And sin will leave the maturing individual. And then only fit for the fire of God's judgment. Amen. That's what sin does. This world needs to hear that. And may I say that sin, as is the case with leprosy, amen, there was no human cure for leprosy. My friend, there is no human cure, amen, for the sin that is plagued man even in these days. Amen, and my friend, the sin, as was the case with leprosy, amen, only a divine cure could bring a healing. Amen, and may I say, a divine cure, amen, is what this leper found for his physical condition. Amen, but may I say, Jesus had the power to cleanse from sin. He had the ability, my friend, to forgive it and give a brand new lease upon the man's life. Amen, I'm glad we have the announcement of a cure tonight. Amen, there is a divine cure. Amen, it goes beyond any program. It goes beyond, my friend, the realms of religion. It goes beyond, my friend, anything you'll find in this world. Amen. God, the God of glory, has sent the cure for sin through his Son and his Son's blood, his Son's dead, burial, resurrection. Amen. There is a cure for sin tonight. Amen. You won't find it in your mama's purse. Amen. You won't find it in your daddy's house building. Amen. You won't find it. It's just sitting, my friend, in a religious circle. Amen. But I'm glad to tell you there's a cure in the cross. Amen. There is a way that you can be cleansed. Amen. I feel like preaching all over again there tonight. Amen. We see of the disease of the leper. And notice with me this morning, we looked at the drawing of the leper. Amen. The Bible said, there came a leper unto him. Amen. This bad friend is a listia. Amen. This here is a freak show. Amen. This is one the law and society and excommunicated from the public square. Amen. He's been told he's not welcome. A bad friend, the news reaches him of all that Jesus is able to do. And bad friend, something stirs within his heart as though he knows this is my only opportunity. This is my last chance while Jesus is passing by. Amen. I mean to go to where he is. Amen. No sinner, bad friend, no sinner. Amen. He's able to be saved without being drawn and coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We looked at how he came this morning. Amen. He came, my friend. He came begging. Amen. He came beseeching him. Amen. He wasn't bossing the Lord and demanding of the Lord. Amen. He came, my friend, as a beggar who could not help himself. Amen. He did not come as a bum. Amen. He came as a beggar. He legitimately, amen, has a need he can do nothing about. Amen. But he knows what it can. Amen. He came begging, and then he came bowing, the Bible said. Amen. And kneeling down to him. Amen. He came bowing. He came up that friend. Amen. As though Jesus were the Lord that he is. Amen. He acknowledged his lordship. Acknowledged, my friend, his perfection. Acknowledged, my friend, his own inability. Amen. And bowing down and kneeling down. Amen. Is how he came to the Lord. Amen. He came, we said this morning, he came believing. Amen. He said, if thou wilt, thou canst. In other words, I know you have the ability. Amen. If you just be willing to, you're the only one. Amen. That can cure me of my disease. Amen. And my friend, one time, put a picture. Amen. Of how this leper came is how sinners must come. Amen. You'll not be saved till you come back at. Amen. Realize that you cannot do anything for yourself. Amen. But you're no one who can. Amen. You got to people are about coming, so called, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. They'll want the aisle smacking the bubble gum. Amen. They'll walk down and they'll be, amen, they'll be grinning from ear to ear. Amen. And have the audacity to think Jesus, amen, is going to do anything for them. Amen. It's going to take reverence for the Son of God. Amen. You have to learn to respect the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In all His glory, in all His lordship. Amen. You, my friend, will have to bow down. And there ain't never been a single sinner saved. Amen. That came with unbelief in their heart. Amen. You have to come believing that He can. Amen. There may be a measure where you wonder if He will or not. Amen. But there'll be a deep settled peace in your heart. Amen. That you can trust Him. Amen. Amen. He can do what He said He can do. Amen. He can save sinners. He's able. The Word of God said the same to the uttermost. Amen. He is able to change lives. Amen. He is able to reach down. Amen. But you have to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You don't come to Him and somebody else. Amen. You don't come to Him and something else. Amen. You've got to come to Him and Him alone. Amen. He, my friend, didn't go to the city mayor. Amen. He didn't go to the governor or to the ring chief. Amen. His whole thing ain't no politics yet. Amen. It ain't in some religious leader. Amen. He came to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. About laying at the feet of Jesus. Amen. This leper has, amen, painted the picture of what it is for a sinner to come to Christ. Amen. We see, my friend, the disease and the drawing. Let me say number three. Quickly tonight, the deliverance of the leper. The deliverance of the leper. He's got a disease and he's drawing near to the Lord. But notice with me, there's some things about the deliverance of the leper. Verse number 41, the Bible said, and Jesus. I like that. Amen. Amen. Here's an old boy sick. Amen. No hope. All he's got. Amen. Is to get to the Lord. Amen. And now the Bible said, and Jesus. Amen. There was going to be deliverance given to this boy. Amen. This young man, this old man, I don't know what his age was, it matters not. Amen. But I'm telling you, there is going to be deliverance. Amen. One touch from the Master's hand, amen, is going to set him free. It's going to cleanse his body, and it's going to make him whole. Amen. I'm glad I can offer deliverance today. Amen. My deliverance in me, and from me, and by me, and through me. Amen. One greater than the man of God. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, the mediator between God and men. Amen. The man, Christ Jesus. Amen. The one who is far greater than the angels. And the one that is far greater than the prophets. And the one that is far greater than Moses and Abraham and David. And the one that is far greater than the law. Amen. The one who is the better way. And offers mankind a better salvation. Amen. I'm glad there is deliverance in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And his leper met the Lord. And finally, the Lord can set him free from what he had. Amen. That's a good place to say, man. Notice with me in this deliverance of the leper. Amen. Notice some things. There is the compassion of the Lord. Amen. The compassion of the Lord. Amen. The Bible said, and Jesus moved with compassion. Amen. That's exactly right, but man. Thank God. Amen. Can you imagine had the Lord not had compassion on this boy? Amen. How different things would have gone. And you imagine how foolish it had felt. Amen. Had the Son of God not had compassion on him. Amen. Can I remind you nobody else had had compassion on me? Amen. This son maybe felt sorry for the old boy. Amen. This probably son run around town. Amen. Talked about him in endearing terms as far as, amen, the condition that he woke up with one day. Amen. But
Jesus had more than feeling sorry for them. Amen. Jesus was moved with compassion. Amen. Do you understand how many times this is said of the Lord? Amen. In his earthly land concerning the multitudes. Amen. Look over with me if we will stay in the Gospel of Mark for a moment. And notice with me in Mark chapter number 6 in verse number 34. The Bible said, and Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them. Is that what the Bible said? Amen. He saw the entire crowd. Amen. And when he seen the crowd, when he saw that large gathering, amen, there was something that moved him with compassion. Amen. For the entire crowd. Amen. Look with me in chapter number 9. Chapter number 9 in verse number 36. Amen. The Bible said, Mark 9:36. Amen. This is not the verse. Amen. This is not the verse he took. Amen. This is not the verse anyway. Amen. Consider with me. Amen. He was moved with compassion. Amen. For the multitude. Amen. And you'll read that over and over and over in the gospel accounts and writings. Amen. He was moved with compassion. Amen. On one point in time, it said that he came out, and from a high place, he looked down over the city, and he was moved with compassion. Amen. Because he saw the multitude, his sheep had been scattered, having no shepherd. And this statement is made over and over and over in regard to the Lord and being moved with compassion for multitudes. Amen. And thank God that it was. Amen. But do you understand in Mark chapter number 1 and in verse number 41, it's not the multitudes, but it's one individual. Amen. Can I say this evening? And it is true that God loves the world and that Jesus loved the world and laid down his life for the multitudes. Amen. And every generation of all that we live in the world. Amen. But I want to tell you tonight. Amen. He loves more specifically than the multitudes. Amen. You may feel unlovely. Amen. You may feel like one in the crowd that, yeah, he may love everybody else, but what about me? And I say, even an old leper moved the Lord Jesus, amen, to the compassion. And he loves you, sinner friend. He loves you in your condition. He loves you as you are. And that friend, when he sees sinners in the plan of sin, they pair. Amen. I'm glad that, and I believe tonight, and I'm glad to report that he is moved to still with compassion. Amen. That phrase means an intense sympathy and pity. It means to yearn for from deep within. Amen. When the Lord seen him, they're kneeling and begging and crying out for cleansing. Another time, it just simply means that what that boy got. Amen. But the Lord is going to touch him. Amen. But somehow there was a spiritual touching of that leper. Amen. Reaching out to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Can I say this evening? Amen. Can I say this evening? Amen. I'm glad he touched me. Amen. But I'm glad in my condition when I began to cry out. Amen. That the Lord had compassion on me. Amen. And somehow he was touched. Amen. By what I needed. He was touched by what I had. Amen. Had around that sin had around me to be. Amen. And I'm glad he has had compassion for, amen, sinners tonight. Notice the compassion of the Lord with the cleansing. All that is done by the Lord. Amen. The Bible said that he was moved with compassion and put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will be thou clean. And the very next verse said, amen, that it did not take 6 months for the cleansing to take effect. Oh no, this leprosy is not going to leave him little by little, amen, over a span of time. Amen. The Bible said, and as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. departed from him. Amen. It said that the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. There is something moved out, and something else moved in. Amen. Moved in. Amen. All the filth, all the cowardice, all the disease, all the contention. Amen. Departed, and after wholeness and cleansing and purity. Amen. Found a lodging place in his life. Amen. You know that's what salvation does. Amen. Salvation don't just take the bad out. Amen. It puts the cleansing in. Amen. I'm glad. Amen. Jesus saves from sin. He saves us in our sin. And he saves us from our sin. Amen. And every one he takes out, he replaces with his cleansing power. Amen. Amen. I preached it a little bit this morning. Amen. The response to the leper saying, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Jesus said, I will. I will be thou clean. I will. Amen. You've come to me believing I could, not knowing if I would, but rest assured. Amen. I will be thou clean. I'm willing now, and I am willing always. Amen. I'm willing to do it for you, and I'm willing to do it for anyone. And anyone that will come to me the way you come. Amen. A cleansing, yeah. Amen. This deliverance, notice with me. Amen. Everything leprosy took from him is now restored. Amen. Preached it this morning, I believe, had this man lost fingers and limbs and had spots, and that friend was all deformed. In the moment of the very announcement of Christ saying, I will. And that friend, immediately those things were restored. They sprung forth again. And it is as though this man is born again. And that friend stands before the master, a brand new man. And then Jesus, having done something for him, he could not do for himself. Amen. Notice with me the compassion and the cleansing. But notice with me tonight the charge from the Lord in this deliverance. Amen. He's saying, what do you mean, preacher? Notice with me in verse 43, and he straightly charged him forthwith sent him away. Amen. You say, preacher, amen, when the Lord delivered him, amen, did the Lord have a right to charge him and command him? Amen. Well, if the Lord, my friend, is going to do this, you better believe it is his right to tell him what he wants him to do. Amen. That's one of the problems with the watered-down gospel being preached in our day. Amen. It offers a deliverance. Amen. It offers some sort of religious life. Amen. That is absent the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Amen. Can I say if he delivered you, he bought you, he paid for you, he saved you, then that friend, it is absolutely his right. Tell you how to live. Amen. I know that ain't popular in our day. We get called legalists, and amen, we get labeled with all sorts of things. But amen, listen, I'm glad he's the one in charge. Amen. I'm glad since I've been saved, he's the one in charge. Amen. I'm glad I got this kid. Amen. Since I got saved, I ain't in charge anymore. Amen. There's some times I've tried to be, and he smacked me on my silly little head. Amen. Because you know what? Amen. He's the one that delivered me. He's the one that done the miracle. He's the one that provided the salvation. Amen. And if he's going to be Savior, he expects to be Lord of our life. Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen. You notice with me the charge or something I want to point out. Here in this, in the charge concerns the fact that the Lord commanded him, saying, see thou say nothing to any man. That's an interesting statement. He said, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded. Jesus said, the reason I'm charging you to do this is that it is for a testimony Somebody said, when I thought the Lord came to destroy the law, that ain't what the Word of God said. The Word of God said, Jesus testified, that not I've come to destroy the law, I've not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. And here's the Lord, amen, here's the Lord commanding this leper to follow some ceremonial procedures that involve the cleansing of lepers that God prescribed through the law of Moses in the Old Testament. Amen. I'm not taking the time to go there and preach all of it. It's a lengthy passage. You'll read about it in Leviticus 14. And there you'll find that, amen, the Lord made a provision that if somebody got leprosy and somehow by divine cure and miracle could be healed and cured of that, they were to go back down to the same house of God, show themselves the same priest, and let him examine them and declare the priest had to declare them, amen, clean from the leprosy that they had. And without reading all of it, you go home, you read it later on. Amen. It'll be good bedtime reading right before you go to sleep, Leviticus 14. Amen. Involved the taking of two turtle doves. And them doves would be taken. One, amen, would have its neck run and the blood drained out of it in a beach sack. Amen. And then the other, that friend, the blood of the one that had been slain would be sprinkled upon the one kept alive. And then ultimately, the alive one would be released. Amen. As a testimony and evidence, amen, that the cleansing had indeed taken effect. Amen. You say, preacher, why did Jesus charge this leper to go down to the house of God and do that? Amen. Because those two turtle doves, amen, there is a testimony of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That he came and came to die and came to shed his blood and payment for sin. Amen. He came after him dead. Amen. He might provide the cleansing agent for the sin. Amen. That disease the human soul. Amen. But he didn't just come to die. Amen. He came after him and he might offer his blood unto God. Amen. Be buried and then after him raised again. Amen. In victory over our sin. Amen. When Jesus was saying, go down to the priest and show yourself there and offer and show thyself a priest and offer for that cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Amen. Jesus was saying, amen, in the law of the cleansing of the leper. Amen. It's the gospel story and the gospel message. Amen. Of what I've really come to do. It ain't been so much about your leprosy and your physical miracle as it is what I have come to do for the sin of mankind. Amen. I'm glad when Jesus listened to me, when Jesus saved us and delivered us from sin. You know what the charge is on our life? It is that our life would be a testimony of what Jesus did to save us from our sin. That's why I think it's so foolish, this healing outfit. I believe in healing, I just don't believe that this outfit running around doing it.
Right.
Somebody help me. They make it all about miracles. Christ is first and foremost about the message of the gospel.
Yeah.
Amen.
He said, don't you go tell them what I did for you physically. You go down to the house of God, and in them doves, it is going to be a testimony preached to that priest and to the law and all of those that are under it that I have come to do something greater than just take, as great as that is, as amazing as that is. I did not just come to bring leprosy out of the leper. I have come to save men and women, boys and girls. Amen. The deliverance. Notice with me, and I'm done. Notice with me the disobedience of the leper. He's given his charge, see thou say nothing to any man. Verse 45 begins with a word that I find so amazing, so astounding, but
word of contrast, a small word, but a very significant word that is going to portray this man's failure to walk in obedience to the one who has just delivered him. Amen. You say, preacher, I can't believe that leper done that. Jesus said, don't you tell any man. He went out. He didn't just tell one man. The Bible said he told it everywhere he could. He blazed the trail, amen, to anybody that wanted to listen, and everybody who didn't want to listen, he told everybody. Amen. You say, preacher, surely this man would have wanted to obey the Lord after all the Lord done for him. Amen. You know what's even more amazing than that? God done a greater thing for us when he saved us.
Yes.
And how many days do we live our life in disobedience to the very one who delivered us? Amen. We said this morning in the Sunday school hour, obedience is a very, very important thing in our relationship.
Yeah.
Amen. Disobedience is very, very serious.
Yeah.
We'll make three statements here tonight about the disobedience of the leper, and it'll be done quickly. Notice in verse 45, he disobeyed. Everybody listening now? Listen close. He disobeyed doing a good thing. You can be doing a good thing, still be walking in disobedience.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, where does shout go? Amen. He disobeyed doing a good thing. Amen. There are certain realms of religion and certain organizations and publications that brag on this man. He went out and he told it, and he wasn't ashamed, and he's going everywhere. But wait a minute. Wait a minute, is it good to go tell people what Jesus did for you? Yes, but Jesus said, don't do that.
Yes.
Ain't it amazing? This blows my mind. Amen. We rattle our cages a little. Jesus told this man, don't tell it, and he went and told it. When Jesus left this world, he told us to go everywhere and tell it, and we don't tell it.
Amen.
Guess what that is? That is flat out rebellion and disobedience to God. Amen. And this boy, he may have been doing a good thing. Amen. But it was not the right thing. It was not the thing he was commanded and charged to do. Amen. He disobeyed doing a good thing. Boy, I can preach there. Number two, his disobedience hindered others. We act like disobedience is no big deal.
Amen.
It's just me. I'm the only one. It's only going to affect me. But notice in the verse, but he went out and began to publish it much and ablaze the brought the matter in so much that Jesus could no more open the inner of the city. Understand this tonight. There were others that were in the city that needed the Lord. There were others there. They didn't just need to be told to repent of their sin. They needed to hear the message to believe the gospel. Amen. And yet one man's disobedience created an atmosphere whereby others were hindered from getting from Christ what they needed. I believe it's such an important matter that we be walking in obedience. My friend, disobedience be. Amen. Something we strive to never allow to be in our life and our walk with the Lord. Amen. Because our disobedience does not just affect us. Our disobedience can absolutely hinder others that Jesus wants to do something for us.